good afternoon. We're going to call back to order. Today is Thursday, August 29th, 2024. The time is 1:31 p.m. So we're here this afternoon for the hearing of Charles Carter and Rebecca Carter. And that parcel number is 710-08337-033. We're going to go ahead and introduce ourselves to you, and then we'll go around and we'll swear you in. So we'll go ahead and start over here.
Josh Allen, the task.
Chrissy Lewis, the assessor.
Donna Beck, chief deputy assessor. Therese Martin, treasurer.
Melinda Reynolds, AG board.
Kent Baker, deputy board.
Lou Ann Deere, chair.
Jeff Stevens, EQ board.
Glenda Mudgett, EQ board.
Margaret Darger, county clerk.
Phil Murphy, county attorney.
And you can go ahead and stand and just introduce yourself, and then we'll swear you in.
Sure. Am I on here?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. I'm Charles Carter by your records. I don't go by Charles. That's my dad's name. I go by Jason.
Oh.
But I'm sorry that all of you had to gather here.
You're not the only one.
Okay. But for what it's worth, I appreciate the service that you do. I represent a lot of governmental bodies I have in the past, and I know sometimes it can seem like thankless duty. I appreciate you doing that.
Okay, everybody who's going to testify today, will you please stand somewhere?
Well, the other, all of y'all had stage, y'all just did a recess, and they're sworn in, so I'll just swear you in. If you swear that, do you swear to tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I will.
Okay, very good. We're going to let the tax assessor tell their testimony first, and then we'll come over to you.
Thank you. This property is 925 Sherman Oak Circle. We've got a value of $622,300. I pulled the sales from the area, put a filter in there to grab the houses that were like 3,600 to 4,600 square feet to take care of the smaller ones and the ones that were over that. Came up with a group of 8 sales. These are all from 2023. The average sales price per square foot is $171.54. There is one sell on that went for $217 a foot. I would assume that probably has been renovated since it was an 11-year-old house. So I figured it without that $217, and still without that one, the average is $165.50 a foot. We got his house on at $156.83 a foot. So it is coming in almost $10 below what the average is, even throwing out that high sale.
Okay. All right, Mr. Carter, do you want to give your testimony?
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you. My wife has a broker's license, a real estate broker's license. So what we did first, whenever we received the $622,000, we were pretty excited on one hand to think if there's anybody out there who'd like to give us $622,000, I will sell you this house now. Right now, as I stand here, I will sell it to you, and we'll giggle all the way to the bank. And I think that it's probably, you know, a method of when we're filtering houses through a software system. And I understand you have lots of properties you have to do. That's the only realistic way to do that, right? But it's not really comparing when those houses have been updated and how current they are. And that's where, you know, well, I would be incredibly excited that. That's $622,000 for my house. I don't think anybody's really realistically willing to pay that for it. It was constructed in 1993. We have Formica countertops in our kitchens and in our bathrooms. I don't think any reasonable person is going to pay $622,000 for a house with Formica countertops. And so might we be able to get our house to that level where it was worth that money if we made sufficient improvements to it? Yes, I think we got to put a lot of money into the property to get it. But what I'd ask my wife to do is just say, well, if you were approaching me as an independent person, as a salesman, to sell my property, how would you value it to give me a reasonable expectation about what I might get? So she did kind of the same thing about looking into the marketplace, but she tried to look at houses that were about the same year that ours is, that were about the same square footage, and to say, hey, what kind of updates have been made to it? And then she, you can see, grabbed three that were kind of in the same realm, looked at the pictures online to see what was updated and what wasn't updated, and that's where we produced a much lower value per square foot, where we thought that our estimated market value was $480,000. So still a pretty good increase from where we bought it not quite 5 years ago. We bought that house at $385,000 almost 5 years ago. So it's about still about a $95,000 increase in value. But we think that that represents where it's at.
Did you bring any pictures or anything for us to see?
We didn't bring pictures. You can certainly visit me at my home at your convenience. No, I didn't bring those pictures for you.
I looked at these comparables that he sent in. He's got quite a bit of value in his outbuildings and yard improvements. He's got a pool. There's quite a bit of value on that the wall, which I don't necessarily like value in retaining walls and stuff that high, just because even though they're necessary sometimes, it's not really something that's going to up the value. These other ones, they didn't have any pools, didn't have any, you know, a lot of stuff in the backyard. I think it does have like a half court basketball court back there.
Yeah, it's just a parking surface. Yeah.
So there's a little bit of difference, you know, as far as the OBYs with his versus some of those comparables.
I apologize for not bringing other evidence that you might be interested in. This is the first time I've ever been to a hearing like this, so I didn't really know what the expectations were.
Well, I'm just going to say, being in the real estate realm, there's four on here on your side that I would not count.
Yeah.
And that's those last, Spencer Mountain on the lake. No, it's completely.
Yeah, and those are fairly new houses.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I just didn't want to filter out some, and y'all be like, well, I know this one, so why didn't you include that? I was just grabbing everything. So
I'm trying to do this average here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You see, I took these four out. These four don't.
And that the one on Baxter that only went for 120 a foot, it was sold to a management company that kept it for like 3 months and then turned around and flipped it to someone else. So I'm not sure if it was somebody that had to leave town, so they sold it to this company to resell or what. But
that was in Royal Oaks.
That's the Baxter.
Yeah, they've had some termite issues in that subdivision.
Here's 40 pictures online, and you're right, it's from like everything throughout. I mean,
yeah.
I didn't think they'd be on Zillow or whatever, right?
They're on Realtor.com from when y'all purchased it.
Right.
Yeah, they won't go away, not unless you tell them to remove it.
And he's right. I mean,
we hadn't done that.
And it is from Ica throughout.
Yeah,
too.
And that will make a difference.
Well, that's all we just tried to kind of...
I mean, that's what the pictures are in there.
Yeah. We just tried to look at it as houses that are of the similar age,
yeah,
have a similar condition. I aspire to update my house at some juncture, but haven't been done yet.
Do you have any trouble with mold in your house?
I don't think so. I don't think that I have.
I know a couple people that live in that subdivision, and they had trouble throughout the years with mold in the house. So
yeah.
I didn't know if that was a...
We didn't. We had water heaters that failed. So the typical, you know, as soon as you buy a house, everything starts
right.
breaking. Right?
As soon as the warranty goes out.
Right. So, right. So we kind of ran into that situation. But it's really been more repair work that I think that we've been doing along the way than really being able to update it really the way that we want.
Okay. With the pool, would you come up with? So you got 562. And that's with the land.
Yeah, that's, yeah, that's perfect.
That'd be more about car.
Look at this one and see.
What do we got? Oh, 149 foot. That's what I was doing. And I came up with 438. For the house. Maybe I did it.
Oh, for the house.
Yeah, for the house and then add the land.
Yeah.
So we're close.
Yeah. So, okay, we got 3.
But we gotta just.
I know some of those pictures look weird. We're very thankful for those because those help to support the house.
Okay. Nice house, but it should. I mean, it
needs
it's gonna
it
need.
Needs a little.
What kind of floors are in there?
It looks like ceramic tile, a lot of it.
So it was originally, but it was kind of a jumbled mess. We put pulled that out. My son and I pulled that out and put LVT.
Okay.
And is that throughout the whole house?
No, ma'am. It's
you're
going to
probably have tile,
yeah,
carpet.
It's through probably half of it, maybe. And then
house.
The carpet that was originally when we bought the house is
carpet runner.
In the bedrooms.
You know what my daughter did? Her house is 5,600 square feet.
Okay, Charisse, what if we.
She what?
It looks good.
She put the floor down by herself?
Yeah.
What if we,
I may have to do that in my office. Well, I can't get my husband to get it done.
She didn't want to. She didn't want to pay somebody.
He's retired. He doesn't have time.
That's what mine always says.
I will want to get her get time. I'm like, you don't do anything. What do you need time from?
I came up with
the man trying to recover from a serious
surgery and then add the one.
Give him a break.
Is what I did.
Just because he survived a fatal clot. I mean,
oh.
Doesn't give him a reason. What he said, or wood. I have wood, I think, in the dining area, and Joe's dog has it all scratched up. But if it's wood, we should be able to repair it, right? Sand it and refinish it. I think that may be real wood in that area. But I'm not going to be able to match it, so I'm just going to replace it all. I don't think I can match it. Our house is 20 years old.
27,
put in what?
Putting wood in
for everything.
We helped Jacqueline and little my son do
the Yeah. And I knew all the streets.
I just went in and just did this for 149 a foot.
And that's not too bad to work with.
Because that's average.
And I think that's what I want. Dogs can't scratch that up.
And then I added the land at 55, which that's good.
I haven't noticed it looking. I mean, like little Joe,
yeah.
The same dog that messed mine up hasn't messed his floor.
Yeah, because I figured they'd take better pool.
I don't know.
Then I added the 55.
I think we could do it in
a
short period of time, just a matter of starting and finishing.
And then people come back.
I just think the five, I think that's still too high. Yeah, not allowing the stuff all the way through. That house ain't done yet. Tell her to plug in 75.
What did you come up with an 80?
I'd much rather have this division to them and do one.
No, and then plug in 75.
That put it at 149 a square foot.
There's just a lot of people on that neighborhood, it looks like.
Can you do 75? Because a lot of these homes are the comps, they are updated.
You know, and it's.
Yeah.
A few of them are starting.
You think Kings Park is?
Yep.
Moving on to the next stage of life.
I took.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know some Kings Park was updated years ago.
This one is updated.
Yeah, a lot of people get these and they stay.
I like my land, I haven't updated.
It's fine, there ain't nothing wrong with it, I just like the.
Well, I had Lemnon and Greenbrier, it looked like it was, I mean, when you first come in, everybody thought. Yeah, everybody thought it was, but.
What'd you get with that?
And I have quartz, I guess, not quartz, but.
5, 6, 2, 7, 4, 9.
That's what I had.
Okay.
And that's if we take it then down to, that was.
75.
75%.
Yeah. Five, six, two. Okay, that'll work. Yeah.
Just for me, but I think.
I make a motion we lower it to 562,749.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we reduce the value down to $562,749. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed.
And do you want to tell them how you became, how we got that?
I reduced the remaining economic life from 85% to 75%.
We reduced it 10%.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for your time and for your consideration. And I consider the matter closed. So thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Yep, you guys.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
I think that was fine. I mean, because I had to knock these comps out. These four just wouldn't work.
So, Chrissy, the O'Connor group went away. Do you have to check your email?
It's also.
Huh?
It's also the reason. It's also the reason.
Yeah, you took care of it.
Yeah, they settled just a little bit ago. The Patels, the hotels. the one that's tomorrow at 1 is settled.
Okay.
Tomorrow at 1 is settled.
And they'll do that again with Crane.
It's Crane, the Marks, Nelson. Okay. Hopefully.
Okay, so Carter, we just finished.